Welcome to Home Care Hot Seats with Kelly and Nicole, the exclusive podcast for home care owners by home care owners. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Nicole, two home care owners who live and breathe the challenges and triumphs of the industry every day. Join us as we dive into the latest happenings, innovative strategies, and the raw truth of balancing business with everyday life.
Whether you're a seasoned owner, a new entrepreneur, or just curious about the world of home care, you're in the right place.
So on this episode, Kelly, we are going to talk about some of the probably in the moment things that are frustrating, but when we look back on them now, we can find the humor in them because let's face it, everybody needs a little laughter to kind of counteract the WTF moments that happen in home care. So
yes,
let's jump into it. So while we're on the home care horror story train wreck, we were talking about this post and we had to stop talking about it because we were cracking up laughing so hard that we're like, okay, we got to stop talking about it because we got to save it for the podcast. And so we all know the struggle and the horror stories that come with like job applicants and getting them to follow the process. And we put these like steps in place to like weed out the ones that just, you know, are not going to be long term.
You try.
So in one of our home care groups, and I'm not going to name names, if the person wants to identify themselves, they absolutely can. But I want to, oh man. Okay. So this home care owner.
Here's the other thing though. It's really nice to be part of a community because you might get stuff like this and you're like, people are horrible.
Yes.
But if you have other people in your community that you can be like, guys, can somebody commiserate with this? Like,
This is why I love our community. So I will read her initial post and then her screenshot of the email that went back. Okay. So she says, we look for applicants that wow us. This is not what I mean. This was a response to a rejection for a care lead. And then she puts in parentheses, language warning. So my question is, does this come off as rude or condescending in any way? If so, what suggestions do you have for a rejection email that would be received better? Our post says at least 5 times to fill out the screener questions. And that makes sense. And this is one of the things that I do love about our community is that we can take this scenario that makes us all laugh our asses off, but then say, am I missing something? Help me. Where's the gap? Or what am I not seeing that maybe the applicants are seeing?
Yeah.
So all of that to kind of preface, this is the email response that she sent back to this applicant who very clearly did not follow the process that was identified 5 times. So the response was, we received your resume and or interest in working for blank agency. We do request that you follow the instructions in the job posting and answer the application questions when you submit through Indeed. Our questions are
not hard.
Nope, not. I mean, it's pretty freaking simple, especially in the picture when you're talking about taking care of people.
We just want you to answer the questions.
Yeah, just answer
all the information.
Yep. Let us make an informed decision. Our questions are part of the screening and selection process. Because they were left blank, we will not be moving forward with your application for this position at this time. If you would like to reapply at a future date, keep in mind that we are seeking candidates that are detail-oriented and thoroughly understand job requirements as indicated by answering the submission questions. We wish you luck in your search. Now, people, brace yourself for the response that this person gave to that, I feel, very professional, very appropriate email. The person responds, "F*** you, I have a job."
Okay, so obviously that's beep out. I think you can understand what word it is. I mean, what's the only word that's like blank you?
Oh my goodness.
So how do you even respond to that?
So,
cool.
I would give like the okay.
Yeah. I think the best thing is some of the comments. So many of us were like, man.
Dodged a bullet on that one. Yep. Well,
yes.
And like Todd's response was so great. He was like, well, looks like your screening questions worked.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, can you, it never fails to shock me what caregivers can say.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean,
people,
I just don't even have the words for that. Like, I just don't even have the words for that.
Like, think about it. Every time you think in this agency, I have seen it all. I have heard it all. I have read it all. You get that response because I've never had that response. I've had some doozies of things happen, but never that. Like, I probably now would read that and laugh and be like, I really just kind of want to talk to this person.
Yeah. You do want, you, yeah, you do want to say, like, what exactly were you hoping out of that?
Yeah.
Like, you don't, I mean, we try to rationalize it. That makes zero sense.
Zero. But I mean, there's a lot of things that happen that make zero sense. For example, we have, so I have a home care and an assisted living. They're not far from each other, probably 15 miles. I cannot tell you how many times I have had an employee from one apply to the other. And when I have a conversation with them about, you know, hey, I saw you applied for the assisted living or for the home care. Are you looking for more hours? Or, and they're like, no, like did not know that
did
I
not
have
know
both. Like they were job searching and applied for a job with my other company. Like you can't this. Like I had one girl get mad at me.
Yeah.
And then got confrontational with me when I asked her about it. I got nothing.
Yeah. Some of them are just kind of like, like they just make you think, you know, they just make you think.
You see the red flags now. I'll tell you another horror story. So, I mean, now I can look at horror stories and laugh about the things or not feel so bitter about the things that happened. But probably my biggest horror story, when I opened my agency, I had like best friend and, you know, I hope she listens and hears all this because I'm still a little bitter about it. She, you know, I did the normal thing. Like I was scared. I didn't leave my 9-to-5 right away. She was doing all the daytime things of running the business. Well, at one point, and I don't know exactly when it happened, but like things just stopped, you know, like it stopped making sense. Like expectations weren't being met, all the things. So like questioning, you know, what's going on? Why is this different? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I left over a weekend. It was the weekend of my birthday, December 10th, for anybody that wants to like buy me presents next year. This was December 9th. It was like over a weekend that year. So on Monday, I went to work because I was still doing my 9-to-5 job and I had messaged her a couple of times and, you know, hadn't heard anything back from her. And staff were reaching out to me while I was at my other job and like, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of somebody in the office. Nobody's answering. And I'm like, oh, you know, she's probably really busy and I'll make sure that, you know, I'll take care of whatever it is you need in a few hours when I'm on my lunch or after work or whatever. And I just assumed, you know, she's busy. She's got stuff going on. She, you know, probably out marketing, not in the office, that kind of thing. And so didn't hear from her that day. The next day, same thing. Staff are reaching out. I get a call from a case manager like, hey, I left a message on Friday. It's not like you guys to not return our calls within the same day. And I was like, well, that's really weird. And all the case managers knew I was still working my other job. So I was like, well, on my way home, because I worked an hour away from where my office was for home care. And I was like, on my way back, I'll stop at the office. Well, I walked into my office and on the desk was the business credit card, the checkbook, and her keys to the building. Like, that's how she quit. And that's the last time she was in the building on Friday or was on Friday. But over the weekend, like I was always on call on the weekends and in the evenings because she was doing the daytime stuff. So like I was handling stuff overnight and I would just like send an email. And it was very common to not get a response for the emails, but it was just like follow up, like this happened over the weekend, you know, so it wasn't because of my job and what she was doing. Like we would usually come together once a day and have a conversation, but there was nothing. And as I looked back, I was like, I haven't heard a word from this girl since Friday. What the hell?
And this is your best friend.
Best friend for years. Like helped me with so much of the development. Like, I mean, just like your best friend and just walked away, locked the door, left her things. Well, and then, you know, as I'm like combing through things and like, all right, so now I'm going to have two jobs. So we're going to figure this out because that's what we do in this industry, right? We just.
And not the truth.
Put your big girl panties on and you figure it out. Well, come to find out, this is the part that kills me. So like I had gotten a birthday present from her. I had bought myself a birthday present off the company card.
You know, immediately where my true crime podcast brain goes. I just listened to a Dateline episode about package bombs. So that is where my brain just went. Oh my gosh. I have a problem. That's a good episode though. It was Death at the Spa on Dateline.
When I started like combing through things, I mean, because you trust people. This was a best friend.
You picked really good friends.
Yeah. Clearly my picker was off. So I started like combing back into, after I realized I bought myself a birthday present, I started combing back into our, like my finances and realized not only did I buy myself a birthday present, I had been buying her groceries. I had been paying her electric bill.
Oh my gosh.
I had purchased like some furniture for her home. And what like caught me off guard was my daughter had said something and had been like, oh yeah, like I was with her and we were at Meijer. Because remember, this is my best friend. Like yeah. I would drop, because I worked an hour away, I would drop my daughter off at her house in the morning and she would take her to school for me. So it was no big deal for her to like just have my kid because, you know, besties. And she was like, yeah, we were in Meijer together. And she said, oh, your mom won't mind if you guys buy my groceries on the work account. And she used the work credit card and bought herself groceries. And my daughter never thought to tell me anything until this all happened. And I was like,
did she legit think it was okay?
I mean, you would have to do it that blatantly, right?
How do you think that's okay?
I don't know. I mean, and there was a lot of things, but like, as I went through there, I mean, it was quite a bit of money that was stolen. And
yeah, I mean, did you recoup any of it?
No, I was a small businessman. I didn't have the extra funding. So I just took it on the chin. Mm. Learned a really, really important lesson, people. Do not hire friends. Do not hire your family. I don't care what scenario, what situation. Don't ever do it.
Don't you have a son that works for
you? I do.
Yeah.
I mean, your kids may be a little bit different because you can like tell them what to do and they have to listen. But like, other than that, outside of that,
you get a write-off.
Don't do it.
Yeah. So while we're talking horror stories, let's bring a little levity into this podcast, shall we? So let's talk a little bit about the funny things that happen on shift. Obviously, we're not going to name names. We're going to keep some anonymity here, but this one kind of takes the cake on a lot of them. We had an overnight caregiver who went into labor who did not even know she was pregnant.
Whoa.
She called the staff ER line saying she was having severe cramps and needed immediate relief because she was afraid she was going to wake up the client. When the care manager arrived, she said, you're in labor. You need to go to the hospital. And she got to the hospital just in time.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
No.
You know what? This makes me think of the Netflix show Call the Midwife. Like, the care manager comes and this woman is in labor. I mean, you may have just delivered a baby on shift. Like, I still don't understand how people don't know they're not pregnant. They're not pregnant. Like, I was the size of a whale.
Same.
So how do you not know you're pregnant?
But it's legit. Like, it happens the time.
I mean,
that's wild.
Yeah. I had a caregiver come and beg for a job, put her to work. She went to the client's house. Client needed her to go get groceries. She went to pick up a friend to go to the store for her. The friend used the client's card for personal use. The friend and client got involved in a relationship.
Oh, my God.
We wouldn't have found out about it until the friend of the caregiver broke up with the client and was hurt and called the police. The caregiver gets fired. Charges were honestly like, I can't even follow this because it was a caregiver's friend who then gets in a relationship with the client. Like, what? Like a lifetime story. I mean, wow. So just so you know, we're not sharing this to say like all caregivers, you know, but I think that it's good to hear that you're not alone when you have a crazy story that happens. Like we've all had them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we've all had
it. There was another one I saw earlier. Somebody had a caregiver who put in their notice to go to a different job because the other job was 40 hours a week. But when they were hired, their availability was 8 to 2, Monday through Friday. So make that math make sense, because
that math don't math.
How many times has that happened to you and your agency, Kelly?
So many times that is an actual phrase I use.
Same.
That math don't math.
Same. And then people get mad when you call them out on it, when they want to work from eight to one and then get mad because they don't have 40 hours a week.
Tell me
where we're getting 40 hours in 5 hours a day.
Or how about when somebody calls out for a few shifts a week and then they're mad when their paycheck is zero and you're like, but you didn't work.
Yeah. We go through.
Did you knock those pieces together?
In orientation, we go through the pay dates. Like, this is our 2-week payroll. If you start tomorrow or whatever day they want to start, we go through with them. This is the payroll period. This is when you will get paid.
I do too.
And then, like, if there's
count with
yeah,
me.
If there's a payroll that falls in that, like, you know, a few days later or the next week, but that's not the payroll day that they're getting paid for, they're like, well, I quit because I didn't get a paycheck, or you're withholding my paycheck. And I'm like, no, like we talked about this. We showed you, like we do the entire payroll for the entire year. And we say, if you start this day, this is when you're going to get paid. But it never, ever fails.
Doesn't click. This is a good one. These relationship stories are hysterical. The client told the caregiver that he was in love with her. The client. Caregiver told her boyfriend, who came to the client's house to beat him up. We're talking like probably an old man.
End this podcast
who
episode.
Who tells his caregiver that he's in love with her. So she goes home and tells her boyfriend. Client actually punched the caregiver's boyfriend out.
Would.
He's not that old.
As he should. He should have punched her
boyfriend.
Too for telling the boyfriend where they lived.
Yes. The boyfriend didn't even get a swing in, so the client was thankfully unharmed. Client called, told me the whole crazy story. Obviously, caregiver was fired. I had to ask the client to please not profess his love to any more staff members. I think the best part of this whole thing is that the client, like, beats down the boyfriend.
That's the best way for that story to end. And, you know, so this is all a lot of, like, caregivers.
This may be my favorite podcast ever.
Yeah. I want to shift gears a little bit because I don't want to just, like, talk caregivers. The thing that I just drives me crazy and is, like, another, like, what? Like, make that make sense kind of thing. So, you know, we take care of a lot of dementia folks. And dementia is a really horrible disease. And I don't mean to make light of it, but sometimes you just got to find the humor in situations.
Sometimes you just have to.
Yeah. I mean, and the things that like our dementia clients have said to me, oh, I mean, I've got a mouth and they have made me blush with some of the things that they have said.
I know, right? I know. So yeah, I mean, there's just, there's so many funny stories that come in home care, you know. We'd love to hear yours. Obviously, we won't share names or anything, but if you have a funny home care story, like just some levity really helps to keep things, you know. Like today was a rough day for Nicole. And look, now you're laughing and having a good day. And
I'm not in a bad mood anymore.
Here's a funny on an actual, I don't know if it's an owner or somebody who just works for home care in HR or what it is. But this one, I remember when this one came out, I laughed hysterically because I could totally see myself doing this. And then it's like, what the hell do I do? I'm a new home care manager, just hired a new caregiver. I take her Social Security card and go to make a copy of them. But for reasons I cannot explain, instead of putting her driver's license and Social Security card in the copy machine,
I remember this.
I fed them right through the shredder.
I remember this.
I just shredded your ID documents, she says. The caregiver, blank stare, blinks at her, says, you f***ing serious? I thought she was going to punch me. She just walked out. never heard or seen from her again. So yeah, be really careful with your office equipment. I mean,
I get it.
I can only imagine.
I get it.
I would be pissed, you know?
I would be so pissed, man. But I 100% wholly feel exactly why that person would have done that. It makes sense if it makes sense, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And like, as I'm reading this, like, I'm thinking how I would, I mean, the color is like draining from my face. Like, I'm starting to shake. Like, that is how I would be. I mean, oh my gosh, I cannot even imagine. I cannot even imagine. Yeah. Do you have like a favorite call out story?
Oh, man. I could give you 5,000 of my favorite call out stories. Probably the one that sticks in my mind the most. And I think because somebody else had the exact same call out that happened. And I almost wondered if that staff moved to whatever state this home care agency owner was in, because I, honest to God, now remember, I live in Michigan. We have winter. Had a caregiver call out for her shift because her tires were stuck to the ground. And now, I mean, that was a long time ago. And that's the one that always jumps out at me. And then not that long ago in home care ops, I think it was, somebody used the exact same excuse that their tires were stuck to the ground.
Were stuck?
Stuck.
How does that happen?
It doesn't.
I mean, I don't live in a state that, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Here's one. Male caregiver calls in. My wife is ovulating and I need to be home with her.
Yeah, you do.
That one made me laugh. One of the best ones, when I was taking call, I got a call for, I need to take my snake to the vet. And immediately, I thought it was a joke. Like, I mean, because this girl and I, like, you know, joke, and I started laughing. It was not, she did not think it was funny. So then later, she sends me an actual picture of her snake. I mean, it did look kind of sad. I guess I didn't even realize that there are vets for snakes.
Yes, there are.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And yeah, and she needed to take her.
I had a caregiver ask me, talking about snakes, I had a caregiver ask me, we lost power. I think it was last winter. And she still comes by the agency, and like, we have a great relationship with her. She's not with us for medical reasons, but we still talk to her on a regular basis. But she had called because we lost power. And I, you know, you're already dealing with all the call ups. So if I can't go to work, I don't have any power. But she, so I just assumed that that's what this call was. And she was like, hey, we lost power. I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I have a really weird favor to ask. And I was like, probably not the weirdest thing I've ever been asked, but go for it. And she said, do we have power at the office? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And she says, could I bring my snake in and leave it in the office?
And I was like, excuse me?
Again, didn't realize she had a snake. But she was like, yeah, I don't have any power. And he has to have his heat lamp, you know, because snakes and, you know, need heat. And I honestly don't remember. I mean, frankly, I wasn't in the office that day. I was up at the assisted living. So I might have told her that I don't care if she brings it in. It was up to Lindsay, but I don't remember if she did or not. I'll have to find out if she actually did bring the snake in or not, because I'm not sure.
Here's other reasons that people call in. The Eagles lost and now I'm sick. This one's
the
good.
Eagle, like the bird.
I don't even know how to respond. No, the Eagles, like the team, like the football team. Mama's on ice. And then the caregiver proceeds to send a picture of her dead mama.
My God. What?
Yeah.
Who says it?
I can't make it in today because I came down with arthritis in my eye.
In her eye.
Is that possible? I don't know. Somebody correct me. I don't know.
In her eye.
Oh, like some of these. Yeah, some of these. I accidentally ate one of my husband's pot brownies. I mean, that's a legitimate reason not to go to work.
That is fair.
I appreciate that call out.
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that call out. I can't go because mom wants to go to the club and won't be able to pick me up.
Oh, well, get it, mom.
This is a nice episode.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm liking this.
I'm glad we did it because I was not initially feeling it.
Yeah. So share your funny home care horror stories with us. And maybe we'll even share it here on the podcast. But just know that we all have these crazy stories. You're not alone in that. And yeah, maybe keep a little running list so that one day you can go back and laugh at them, because sometimes you need that list.
Oh, man.
Thanks for joining us on Home Care Hot Seats with Kelly and Nicole. We hope today's session has given you insight, inspiration, and a sense of community in this ever-evolving journey of home care ownership. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with other fellow home care agency professionals.
Have a topic you want us to discuss or a story to share? Reach out to us and join the conversation. You'll find the links and contact info you need in the show notes below. We'll see you next time. Same time, same place. Bye for now.